Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's always good for me to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad that you've chosen to tune in. So glad that you have desired and designed your day to be a part of this little radio ministry, and I trust that our time together will be a blessing. I so want to glorify God, so want to edify His people, and so want to warn the lost to their need of salvation and their need to get ready for that day that is soon to come. What a privilege it is to serve Him. What a privilege it is to know Him in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin, and what comfort it is, we'll find out in this message from this psalm that I'm going to look at, how it comforts us to know that God knows us and yet He loves us. Look, I've got my Bible open to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, some of you will immediately recognize it. Others will fall in love with it. If you're new in the Lord and you've not been walking with Him very long and you're seeking to learn, you've got a desire of heart to know more about the things of God, I'll tell you what, friend, this psalm ought to be one that is found high on your list. And what a blessing. What a blessing it is to have and to know. Well, you pray for this old country preacher as we look together at this great psalm that God has stirred my heart to and drawn me to, at least for this message today. And I trust that our time together again will bring glory to God and, well, will be a blessing to you. But before I go any further, here's Debbie with a song. The title of it is, He Knew, and I'm glad that He did. He does, by the way, and what a great sense of comfort and consolation that is. When she's done with the song, the good Lord willing, again, I'll meet you over in Psalm 139. You pray for me, won't you? I'm praying for you.
From the beginning, Father said to the Son, you must go and die for lost souls. He had in mind He would be crucified for the world, and that included me. He knew from the very start that I
about how wonderful that is. Thank you, Debbie. A beautiful song, beautiful truth that's in that. And it goes just exactly along with this message that God has laid on my heart today. As I told you, I'd be turning to the book of Psalm 139. And I'm going to read just simply the last two verses in this great passage of prose. And well, what a blessing they are. Man, they are challenging. They are enlightening. They are stirring. And I'll tell you what, they're quickening. Oh, if we pray this prayer, friend, if we would pray this prayer as David did, honestly and with sincerity that he did, God will hear us and something will change in our heart, in our life. Listen to what David said in Psalm 139, verses 23, 24. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Oh, what a great way to end the psalm. What a great invitation that David gave to one who knew him and understood him, friend, and could tell him what he needed to know. Oh, listen, friend. Listen, I'll tell you, it is a psalm that we ought to mimic. It is a prayer, friend, that we would be wise by the grace of God, that you and I would be wise by the grace of God to mimic and to pray. Hey, I'm going to ask you something. I just simply want to ask you something. Are you able to pray that prayer today? Are you able to pray that prayer today? Hey, listen, friend, it'll bring revival without a doubt. Oh, I believe this is one of the greatest revival songs that there is. It was written by a man who had experienced revival, who was a part of it. And listen to what it says. Who was the gentleman that wrote it? Oh, I can't remember. Can't remember right off. Oh, it was a man by the name of James E. Orr. And he said this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today." Sounds like the scripture I just read, does it not? "Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me." And here's where some change comes. "Cleanse me from every sin and set me free." I want to talk to you today just for a little while, the good Lord willing. If the good Lord bless us, I want you to think with me about this thought. A sincere, oh listen now, a psalm of sincerity. A psalm of sincerity. I believe this psalm was written by a man by the name of David, that sweet psalmist of Israel. That man, the Word of God would teach us, after God's own heart. And what a remarkable psalm that it is. Oh, listen, friend. You're talking about a phenomenal psalm. You're talking about a personal psalm. You're talking about a delightful psalm, an insightful psalm. We have it here in Psalm 139. I believe as David was writing this, he was setting forth God's character. I mean to tell you, those things that make God be God, those things that God has saw fit to reveal to me and you, men of clay, men, friend, of temporal character and character that needs tempered. Hey, you know what it tells us of? It tells us of God's essentials. It tells us of what makes God, God. That makes Him to be personal as He is. Listen, this revelation that David had received was absolutely amazing. The knowledge that he had, he was awed by it. And you know what it did? It didn't drive him away. Oh, the knowledge of God, knowing all that He did, the knowledge that was so great that David had to say it was so high, I couldn't attain unto it. It didn't drive him away. It drove him to the dust, no doubt, like it should you and I. But you know what it did? It drew him. It drew him in, friend. That desire drew him. That knowledge drew him to a desire, to a deeper, more intimate relationship with his Creator, with his Sustainer, with his Sovereign, with his Savior, with his Protector, with his Searcher, and with his God. Oh, David, friend, though he was overwhelmed with the knowledge that God had given him, David, though no doubt he was stirred to the depths of his heart with the insights that are absolutely amazing, friend, I think it drew him to the place up to where he could get as honest with God as any man could, where he could get as sincere with his Maker as he could, where, friend, listen, how that he could be honest in a personal way, and that's what you and I need to do. Look, friend, I believe this psalm is a personal psalm. You say, why? Well, it's about God and David. I mean to tell you, it is about God and David. I believe David refers to himself about 50 times. If you look at the pronouns that he uses about himself about 50 times, he speaks of God personally by names, friend, several times, maybe five times. But look, you know what he does? Maybe six times, come to think about it, and it refers to God in a personal pronoun at least 30 times. Oh, what a scene this is. What a setting this is. And it seems to me, listen, friend, that this psalm went to the very soul of that psalmist. Again, that man after God's own heart. Oh, look, friend, David was quite a mighty man. David had a desire. Oh, what he desired. You know what he did? He wanted God to know him. And he did. Listen, God knew him. If you look at this psalm, let me divide it up just really, really quickly. And I'm not going to preach all of these, but if you look at verses 1 through 20 or somewhere thereabout, you'll find an amazing discovery. David discovered, listen now, David discovered the omniscience of God. David discovered the omnipresence of God. And David discovered the omnipotence of God. You know what David discovered? He discovered the truth about the one true God. And oh, do you know what that did? That drove David to his knees. That drove David to a desire in his heart to be known as God knew him. Oh, do we want to be known as God knows us? And once David had saw God, once David had embraced the discovery, that amazing discovery about God, you know what he did? He began to look at himself and his attitude towards others. And he said, wait just a minute. Though I say I've hated them with a perfect hatred, those who are enemies of God. Then what David said? He said, there's a real possibility that my heart isn't right. That what I say and what I feel is motivated by the wrong spirit. And you know what David did? David said, listen, I want a sincere accountability. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Verses 23 and 24. That sincere accountability. Oh, listen, friend, we all need it. We may not want it. We may not like what we see, but we need it. David wanted God to know him, and he did. And without a doubt, he wanted him to forgive him when and where he was wrong. That's what this psalm is about. That's where it all leads to. Search me and try me. Show me and cleanse me. Oh, isn't that desire? I think about the song, the desire of every follower of Christ. I think about the song that says, I want to walk as close as I possibly can. Do you know what separates between us and God? It's our unconfessed sin. Do you know what gets away in the way of our fellowship with God? It's when we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. Hey, friend, I don't know about you, but I believe America needs a revival. I believe our churches need a revival. I believe, listen, friend, the individuals of the fellowship fellowships of faith need revival. I know I need revival. And the only way I know that it comes is when we get sincere with God. Somebody asked that great evangelist, that great revivalist of the last century by the name of Tory, what does it take to have revival? And Tory said, draw a circle, get on the inside of that circle and pray that God makes everything in that circle right. That's what David was. Wise are those, friend, listen, who allow the Spirit of God and the Word of God to search us. It knows us. Hey, do you know what? David said, listen, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. He said, listen, God, get down to business. Do you know what? None of us know our heart. None of us know our heart. If you don't believe me, turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17 and verse 9. And he tells us that our heart is wicked, or is deceitful and desperately wicked. And he goes on to say in verse 10, he said, who knoweth it? And God says, I, the Lord, I try the reins. That word reins really is referring to kidneys. And in the Old Testament, friend, it referred to the innermost part of man. Do you know what we need? Oh, we need, if we've got, like that old song said, a place in our heart that even I wouldn't go. We need to open up to God. We need to have a sincere request to God. We need to go to Him and say, God, I want that accountability with You. Search me, O God. Search my heart and know me. He said, hey, listen, I don't care what God finds in there. He can take care of it. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse us from all sin. We may not know our heart, but God does. But all, doesn't this speak to us? Doesn't this stir us and cause us to desire that God would know the truth, discover the truth, uncover the truth? Well, I'm thinking right now very quickly about a revival that they had, I believe, in the days of Hezekiah. But you know what they had to do to have that revival? They had to clean out the house of God. And you know where that Hezekiah instructed them to begin their cleaning? How they started on the inside. They started in the holiest of holies. How that place where God was supposed to dwell. Hey, my brother, my sister in Christ, listen to me. This world in which we live and all that are part of it, the work must begin on the inside. It's got to be an inside job that works its way to the outside. I'm telling you, David expresses great sincerity here. I mean, he wanted the truth. He was sick and tired of anything less. I mean, to tell you, a deceit and a lack of knowledge, lack of honesty, it would not do. Hey, he could look out on the outside good. He could conduct himself right. Hey, he could look like how people expected him to look. But you know what? He wanted truth at a deeper level. I mean, to tell you, he wanted to know his deepest thoughts. He wanted to be sure of his purpose, God's proposals for him. What occupied his mind, what his imaginations were, what his will was. Do you know what David wanted? David wanted them to align with Almighty God. Listen to what he said. He said, search me, O God, and know me. Now watch the verbs of action in this. And know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And here's, listen now. Here's the conclusion. He said, and lead me in the way everlasting. Do you know there's a way that seemeth right unto man, and the end thereof are the ways of destruction, are the ways of death. Listen, there is a broad road that leads to that destruction. And the Bible says many are on it. But there is a straight and narrow way. Thank God. That's the one I want to be on. That's the one I hope you're on. And you say, why, preacher? Well, it's the right way. Thank God it's the eternal way. It's the good way. Jeremiah called it the old path, the old way. It's the way of holiness. Thank God. It's that way how that leads home. Oh, look, we're all going somewhere. Let's face it, friend, we're headed for eternity. We're destined for one place or another in eternity. Some of us listening today, gathered here today, have made preparation, to be in that place Jesus is going to prepare. But others listening, listen, you know your destiny is in darkness. You know your destiny is separation eternally. But that can change today. And you that are saved, listen, if you've got things in your heart, if you've lost your good sensibility, I mean to tell you, if you've grown cold in your spirituality, if you've grown cold, friend, in your ability to bring glory to God, to live in a way that honors our Savior. Oh, listen, I just say, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me. Listen to what He said, and even know my thoughts. David, one of the most intimate part of him, looked at. I mean to tell you, he didn't want to hold anything back. I mean to tell you, friend, he wanted to be known. And that, listen, isn't David's desire, isn't it a good desire for us to have? Oh God, listen, and His purpose, God and His person ought to draw us to Him, and it ought not to drive us away. Hey, look at the sincerity that David had in this request to lay bare before his Lord that one who is holy, that one who is eternal. Look at what David wanted. He wanted him to know. He wanted him to know, friend, that even if his thoughts were wrong, oh, listen, friend, listen, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray. If you're saved, they ought to be upon heaven and heavenly things. If we're saved, we ought to set our mind and our hearts on heavenly things above how the Word of God would teach us. And He said, see if there be any way, wicked way in me, and cleanse me from every sin and set me free. We're living in a day when, bless God, sin is rampant, but nobody thinks that it's bad. I mean to tell you, not many people are taking a stand against the sin that's inundated us, that's taken our nation from immorality to amorality. Oh, that's taking us down a path that's embracing perversion of every sort, and that's advocating and promoting those things, and that God has stood against. I've sent His Son to die at Calvary to deliver us from. Oh, friend, let me say this. We ought to have that sincerity that David has. We ought to have that a sincere accountability. I mean to tell you, David's prayer ought to be our prayer. I mean to tell you, this psalm of sincerity ought to be our psalm. It ought to be the one that we find comfort in, though we know God knows all about us, our past, our present, our future, even knew us even before our days were begun by us. Oh, friend, listen, I believe revival is possible. I believe, listen, God's blessings are available. I believe God's power, listen, friend, is for the asking for you and I, but it takes us being honest with ourselves, honest with our God. Let's go to Him today. Let's bow before Him and let's sincerely ask Him to search us, to try us, to know us, to tell us, and to cleanse us. And when He does, let's forsake our sin as we confess them, looking to our Savior unto the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TomAndDeeBee@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.